Yes.
I have a program through you, and I'm trying to get into the internet.
Okay.
From my home, and I have a problem because the password I put in is not working. I'll give you my email.
All right.
A with the slash around it. .net. And the
what is your full name? Just a second. Okay. And what password are you putting in? Just a second. Okay, you're not using any capital letters when you try to connect, are you?
No, I'm using single case letters.
Single case letters. Okay, just a second. Okay, and you say when you try to connect, it tells you it's an improper password?
Yes, it's incorrect. Okay, and it has okay.
Okay, you have that up in front of you right now?
Wait a minute. Let me... Okay.
Sir, do you have that error in front of you right now?
No.
You're putting in what? I don't want you doing anything until I tell you to, okay?
Okay.
You just need to answer my questions. Do you have a icon on the desktop?
What do you say, sir?
Do you have a icon on the desktop?
Yeah.
Why don't you double click on that for me real quick?
Wait a minute here. Now, let me ask you this right here.
Sir?
If it's been set up, if this has the password, then it should be set up, shouldn't it? If it has the password and the icon number, shouldn't it already be set up so you don't have to set it up again?
We're not going to set it up again, sir. I want you to double-click on the icon, please.
Wait a minute here.
Sir?
Wait a minute. I got the witch call in here. It shouldn't be in there. Wait a minute, hold it.
How do you check that?
Sir?
Yes.
Shut down and restart your computer, please.
What?
Shut down and restart your computer for me, please.
Okay. So it's doing right now. It's shutting down. In front of me it says Microsoft Windows Millennium Edition. And then it's going into the disk drives and everything, telling me the drives and things of that sort. And it's powering up. It's got the line and the B in front of it. Here it is, Millennium C. To select the drive, you want to check for errors. Evidently, it's checking for errors now. And at the top it says, select the drive you want to see. It says 3.5 floppy A. And below it says Millennium C. That's where I'm supposed to be at?
Is there a cancel button, sir?
Yes.
Just click on cancel for me, please.
Okay. It cancels. That's in front of me. It says Microsoft Windows, and then it gives the name of the people, and then it says password.
Okay. I don't know what your Windows password is. I can't help you with that part.
You don't. What is the Windows password? The one that gets you into the computer.
This is
to get you into the computer. I need to get into the computer. This right here says Microsoft Windows, and then the password. It's the old password. Yeah. Just be a minute. What? Lane? W? Says the password is incorrect.
Sir, just hit click on cancel for me, please.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I just hit cancel.
Alright, let me know when the computer comes all the way up, alright?
It's up right now.
Find the icon for me.
See here. Looking forward.
Okay, you don't have a icon on your desktop?
There should be.
I know there should be, but you're not finding it?
No, I'm not finding it. It should be on here.
Double click on my computer in the upper left corner, please.
Give me a few things first.
No, sir. Double click on my computer in the upper left corner, please.
My computer in the left corner?
Yes.
I'm looking for it. I don't see it.
You're running Windows Millennium Edition.
Yeah.
Up left-hand corner of your screen, there should be an icon that says My Computer.
It says Real Jukebox at the top.
Do you see My Computer on there anywhere?
Look. It has to be on there. Oh, here it is. I know what he's done there.
Okay, double click on it. Double click on it.
I'll double click.
Okay, now look for control panel.
It's not doing anything.
Make sure you double click, sir.
I'm double clicking and it's moving. Wait a minute.
Sir, click on it one time with your left mouse button and hit the enter key on your keyboard.
Here it is. It says My Computer, 3.5 floppy, and it has Millennium C.
Okay. At this point, find control panel.
Got it, control panel.
Double click on that for me, please. Sir, click on it one time, then hit enter on your keyboard.
Enter. There you go.
Are you in the control panel now?
Yep, I got it up. All right, what do you need?
Find dial-up networking.
Yep.
Double-click on that.
Okay.
Now, do you see an icon in there that says...
No. I said I hit dial-up network not working, and it says, make new connection, American Online, sex shows, and teen sex. Did I go too far? Hello? Hello?
Just a second, sir. Okay, so there is not an icon in here.
It says dial-up networking in the left side.
Right.
And then it says make new connection.
Okay. What are the connections listed?
American Online, sex shows, and teen sex.
Okay, so has that been installed on this computer?
It should have been. They gave him the password.
Okay, what I want you to do is just double-click on Make New Connection for me, please. Did you double-click on that, sir?
Yeah, I did. It didn't do anything.
Okay, click on it once and hit the Enter key on your keyboard, please.
Okay, it says type for the computer you are dialing.
Okay, I want you to type in that space, please.
Do you need to separate them? Just
like you normally type them.
Okay, of course.
All right, sir, have you typed in? Okay. Sir? Hello?
Hello, I'm typing in.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's correct.
Got it in.
Okay, go down and click on the button that says next, please. And now it should ask for an area code and cell phone number, right?
Right, area code, cell phone number.
All right, leave the area code blank.
Okay.
And what city are you in?
Indiana. What was the telephone? Okay. What do you want me to
do? Just a second, sir. I'm looking up that phone number. I want you to type in.
Right.
That's.
Right.
Okay, you got that in?
Got it.
All right. Then go ahead and click on next. And then click on finish. Got that?
Next.
And then finish.
Next and finish.
Right.
I'm back here and it says dial network, make new connection.
Okay, now do you see where it says there now?
Yes.
Okay, use your right mouse button. Click on it one time. And then click on create shortcut. It's going to pop up an error message. Just choose yes.
Do you use the right one?
No. Yeah, use the right one first. Click on. It'll pop up a little menu. Go down to where it says create shortcut.
Ain't doing nothing now. Wait a minute here. I clicked on it, didn't do anything.
Use your right mouse button.
Right, that's what I'm doing.
Click on the icon itself. It's not doing anything.
Wait a minute. I'm getting correct. It says connect.
Yes, look for create shortcut.
No, I'm not getting anything on there.
No, it's below connect.
It's below connect.
It'll say set as default and then create shortcut.
Okay.
Click on create shortcut.
Is it with the right one or left?
That's with the left.
Not doing anything.
Sir, click with your left mouse button on create shortcut, please.
It says here, it says, okay, on the left one, right?
Yes.
Okay. It says Windows cannot create.
That's what I wanted to hear. Click on yes.
With the left one?
It's always left unless I say otherwise.
Okay, good. Okay.
Now, close that window.
Okay, close the window.
Now, look for shortcut out on your desktop.
It's a shortcut to...
Good. Double, or just click on it one time with your mouse button.
Hold it.
No, sir. Click on it one time with your left mouse button, please.
Okay, I hit it one time.
Now,
it says location dial-up network.
Hit, huh?
It says location dial-up network.
Just hit the enter key on your keyboard for me, please. Now, does it pop up a window asking for a username and a password?
Yes.
Type in the username you gave me and the password you gave me. And you should be all set to connect.
Now, if there's more than one username...
There is not more than one username, sir.
You just want to use one, right?
That's the one you gave me. That's correct. And then the password you gave me.
Okay, wait a minute.
Sir, have you typed in the username and password?
Okay. I got it in.
All right. Now, you're going to have to hang up with me and click on connect. You should be all set to go. Okay.
Hang with you and hit connect. I'm ready, all right?
Hang up the phone.
Right.
And then click on connect, and you should be all set to dial out at that point.
Okay, then. Thank you, sir.